This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're brought to you by the DEF system. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, for those of you who want to protect all of your conversations on your telephone and data. Get the DEF system. I've had the DEF system since 2014. It's been, late 2014-15. It's been absolutely a mind blower to have this system on your phones because nobody listens. No one can listen. All those different 4, 5, 6, I don't know, agencies that are collecting all your data right now, no more, not with the DEF system. So get that. Go to the website on a21r.com, DEAF, and click on and get your system now. You'll be protected. All of your data will be protected. Okay, so anyway, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, as you can suspect, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things have big weekend coming up. Big things going on for New California. We're going to talk about that. Down there in San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles in particular, having the Tri-Counties Fair, which is one of the biggest ones around, 500,000 people just cruising in and out. We'll be down there. We got a booth down there. All those people down there in Santa Barbara County, San Luis Obispo in Monterey County have teamed together. They've got a huge New California booth down there. People are flocking to the booth, literally, trying to get answers. They realize that, with New California, what you get, what you get with a new California deal is you get a whole new constitution, and there won't be a governor. There won't be all these restrictive laws and all this other good stuff. And we'll be talking about that. I'll break out some of the resolutions that we sent to the president yesterday. Oh, yeah, we did that. We sent to the president, Donald J. Trump, the resolutions that we just recently put together. Anyway, we got, like I said, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And the new California state is not to be left out. Okay, one of the minor details going on, and I know there's the big brouhaha going with a so-called squad, which I would like to actually label as a gang, gangsters. Really, they are. They're nothing more than a gang. The four congresswomen that are being perseverated on by the White House. Now, it's clearly, you know, Donald Trump is laying down the framework. He's putting down the gauntlet. If you can't see it, let me help you understand it. In the 2020 election, the big battle, ladies and gentlemen, is socialism and, quote, communism. In California, we don't have socialism anymore. We've crossed the Rubicon, and we're now a communist state. Clearly, we're a communist state. Now, people are pushing back, going, oh, we're a communist, and they're getting it. And we've been saying this now for months, years, actually, that we're going, the trajectory is here. And we're just going to break it for you. We are now a communist state. We're in the early, early stages of a settled communist state. Now, what do I mean by that is we're one foot has just now, we had one foot in socialism and one foot in communism for a long time. Now, that mission has been completed. With the election of Gavin Newsom, it's come full circle. Now, I'll give you an example of how this all played out. You probably remember Ben Berquam getting up in the middle of Gavin Newsom's swearing-in ceremony as governor. And he gets up and he's yelling out, as soon as Newsom puts his hand on the Bible, imagine, of course, major significance, obviously, to a guy like Ben Berquam, he puts his hands on the Bible, and Berquam steps up. He says, I object. The news was really minimizing that and just downplayed the whole thing, right? Well, you know, the problem is that it got out because he was Facebook, and we got it. Everybody got it. We know that Facebook and YouTube, they were trying to destroy it. They could tramp that thing down. We can't have that. Now, here's the problem. Here's their problem. Is you go to the state capitol, right, and you expect this big inauguration to be happening, and no nine yet, it's not happening. It's the quote, and it's billed. The inauguration for Gavin Newsom is billed as the people's inauguration. Well, what a bunch of crap that was. There was no people's inauguration. There was the communist inauguration. This is how it played out. And you tell me, you argue with me, is this socialism or communism? This is how they played it out. Big, huge capital area. You could have tens of thousands of people there, which, you know, in a state like California, you should be having that. But no, there was inclement weather. Yeah, a couple of days before it had rained. Oh, it's inclement weather. So break out the tent. And they couched it. They put it out there. We're going to have this big swearing-in ceremony for Gavin Newsom. We're going to have it outside right in front of the Capitol. We're going to celebrate it right there. Great. Okay. So our people, which are citizens of the United States of America living in California, I just want to couch that, by the way. People, you know, doing the Zhilly Zhang, new Californians and others involved, they're running around, going around out there. We're going to go to this. So they get out of the cars to go, and they first notice there's no one there. There's barriers. There's all this fencing and everything like that. Like it's going to be a big show, and there's no show. But there's a big white tent, and around that white tent is heavy security. Heavy security. Big white tent. So they get out, and they're running around, and they got signs and everything. And, of course, they're confronted by the highway patrol saying, oh, there's no signage here. You have to go to the free speech zone. About three blocks down and to the right, there's a free speech zone where you can't be seen. That's the free speech zone. See, they're being just kind of gentle there, aren't they? They give you free speech in a zone, and you should be good with that, right? It's all good in the hood. Of course, our people are not good with it. So people go to the tent area. Oh, they can't get in there. No, you have to be someone special who knows the governor, and you have to have a ticket. Only the elites get to go in and see the swearing in, unless you have a media pass. And Ben Berquam had one. And so for the millions who wanted to be there or see the swearing in of the governor of the state of California, he's the only one who had a voice to protest. Yeah. So you tell me if this isn't communism in California. But now it's gotten worse, of course. Now you have the monoparty system. Listen, they're talking about, we're going to recall Gavin Newsom. We're going to recall Gabby. Really? How's that going to work out for you? Go ahead, recall Gavin Newsom. Then what do you have? Well, we got that guy, and we probably got a Republican in, and the party system's here. Really? And you left the Constitution intact? And you still have a supermajority in the Assembly and in the Senate? How's that going to work out for you? It won't. And you still have the bureaucracies and all those laws. In the 580-plus times you change the Constitution, nothing will change. It's all a game.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So Donald J. Trump, DJ, call him DJ for short. It was funny, I was listening this morning, and I was listening to parts of his speech. Where did I hear that from? I think it was from CNBC. Because, you know, we have multiple channels that feed into my brain when I'm doing show prep. Boy, and those telephone calls I get in the early morning, I was like, what? Anyway, so I get these calls in the middle of the night. What are you going to talk about? I'm just getting ready. Well, you know, middle of the night. This is the middle of the night for some of you. You know, usually I'm getting up at 2:30-ish now. Doing a little show prep, doing a lot of other things, prep, you know, for everything else that's happening. But anyway, so I'm sitting there listening to DJ. We'll call him DJ. DJ's complaining that his friends are calling him Mr. President now. Okay. Well, you know, DJ, I'm just calling you DJ. Just leave it at that. But, you know, he's whining. He's really whining, you know. Sure he is. It's a great story, but you know he's got no relationship with his friends. He's now the president. He's got no friends. His old friends are no friends now at all. They're Mr. President, which I find very, very humorous. And you know, of course, he's really got a lot of friends in the Congress, doesn't he? And he beat down, of course, this whole thing, this whole notion of. Well, they're going to impeach me. So far, they say no. They're going to try and pursue it some more. That's all they've got. This is the thing that's going on right now that is absolutely, I think, spectacular, is that they've got nothing. So what they've got is doing only what they can do, yelling and screaming. No, I'll give you a classic example of how this really works. Okay. If you've ever been backpacking and you're out in the wilderness and all of a sudden there's a bar over there, a big bar, and you know the bar is showing up at your campsite and the bar has three little cubs. You're sitting there going, I'm in my sleeping bag, and you know you may be in a tent. By the way, I've been in a tent when a bear is sniffing around. You hear this. You know, it's outside your little, it's like paper thin tent, and the bear has these big claws, and you're sitting there going, and you're just quiet. And you're trying not to emote or emit any odors. If you know my drift. You don't want any drifting odors wafting around when the bar is outside. So my point is you're completely helpless when the big bar shows up. Now, this has happened many times. Then there's the attack of the bars. You know, you're just out there, you're cooking, but you sterilize everything. When you're out there in the wilderness, you really take good care of your food. You put it up in high places where they can't get to it. But the bars are pretty smart, by the way, and they can figure out how to take that stuff down. But you have to be very creative and make sure you don't have scents on things and stuff like that. And, of course, don't. And if you're out, if you go to Yosemite and you put your food, you know, in your car, guess what? There's probably going to be a broken window, and they're just going to rip the hell out of your car. that's just kind of the way it goes. So just get used to it. If you want, don't put food in your car. Keep it outside and put it in a bin or something like that. Lock it up. Lock it up, right? So anyway, my point is it when you're completely defenseless, you turn to things that are just like, oh, what can we do to scare the bear away? What can we do? Well, how can we get defensive here? How can we push back on that bar who's going to steal the food? Well, you one of the best ways I've always found is a whistle, believe it or not. The other way is the pots and pans routine. That's one that the best way is, of course, do your preventative stuff so there's no, you know, the bar can come in, sniff around, and take off routine. But if it gets out of hand and they're starting to tear things up, then you boom, boom, you make a lot of sounds. And usually it drives the bar away. But one that might be not driven away so easily, of course, is a mama bear with the three cubs. That might be a little problematic, but I'm just saying. So in your when you're desperate, what you do desperate things to prevent any further damage, right? That's my whole point. And you do that with bars when you're out there. I don't know why I brought up the bar. All I know, think of the California, New California's bear, which is different from the California bear. So the bar frightens the heck out of you. You do things. This is where the Democrats are. Papa Bear's in town. His name is DJ. I call him DJ for short. And guess what? I woke up this morning, and guess who was my president? DJ. DJ was my president. I hate it when this happens. And yesterday when I woke up, I said, who's your president? It's like, hey, who's your mama? Right? Who's your president? Well, DJ. And tomorrow he's going to be, or DJ's going to be our president, right? That's my point about the Democrats. They're pounding the pots and pans together, and that's their only defense. If the bar wants to turn on you, if motivated enough by hunger for the cubs, the mama bear might come in and take you out. I want you to be aware of that. Who's your mama in this situation? So the Democrats have no there. They've got nothing. This is all they have. They've got the squad of four. And, you know, I do want to say, great job by the president to objectify who these people are and what they are. And what they feel about the United States of America, which is they hate America. The four of them do. And there's more, too, in Congress. We know that. And their whole purpose is to destroy this country. The president has done the right thing to objectify them, which is a classic part of the left, isn't it? Adolf Hitler successfully objectified the Jews. There's a process. We've explained this on this radio show. There's a process of objectification. And they were objectifying everything American that was evil to them. Everything. And you get to a point where, wait a minute, if you're going to objectify at this level, then, gosh, shouldn't we push back? Shouldn't we? How many years have we heard the evils coming from Obama about America? And by the way, this is the strange thing about this, is the evils against America have been from people deep within the deep state. People who have been brought in through Fabian socialism to communist over the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, they've been brought in to destroy the United States of America. This is the deep state. Now, when you hear these four say, well, America did this and America, some of it may be right because some of it may have been involved with like terror financing that we know that Obama and Clinton were involved with. You got to know who the deep state players are and what the deep state players were doing to inside this country, pretending to be good Americans, being silenced, not stepping up and doing the things that these four are doing by verbalizing, but the ones that have been sneaking behind the scenes. Now, those, of course, we started to easily identify people like, oh, McCabe and Comey. And Brennan, all deep state actors, right? Trump's marginalizing them. He's objectifying them. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah, I want to try and clarify a few things so that everybody understands where I'm kind of coming from. This whole thing about the deep state actors have to be recognized. These are the people that have really, you talk about 9/11 issues. What happened at 9/11? There were people on the other team inside, right? Absolutely. And this is all starting to surface and come out. What was going on in 9/11? And, you know, I talked to some pretty interesting people about all this who were absolutely amazed at what was happening when they saw it. And then they're also in government and they're in the system and they're going, this, none of this can be happening the way it is. So they question it. And sure enough, deep state actors, you know, I'll go to another example of deep state actors and what happened there. If you take a look at what happened with 9/11 Flight 93, in the plane going down in Pennsylvania. What happened at that crash site is it's now the world's largest mosque. Yeah. And how was that? How did that happen? Deep state actors within. Deep state actors who put that whole thing together because it was so very well planned out in advance. And they were inside the Park Service, inside the Department of Interior, and nobody knew about it. And then, wow. So deep state actors have been around for a long time. And, of course, they were just sitting in silence. They were all working together. They're all coordinated so that we could bring down the country. And that's what I'm talking about. We have to be able to identify who these people go. We have history now on our side where we can go back and look at some of the stuff that's been going on, and we can recognize that these deep state actors were acting within. And that's a shock, I know, when you first hear these things, the first hear the reports about some of the stuff that was going on. It's like, how can this possibly be? Right? Well, history has sometimes the ability to bring things back up when you can understand it a little bit more clearly with time and with events and with information. And, of course, Donald Trump has been the master at draining the swamp. So this falls, some of this stuff falls under the draining the swamp category, but it also points to another problem that the president has. And this is why you see him taking this tack, which I support fully, is that he has to call out who these people are. And he's calling them out right now that are in Congress. Now, we've known for a long time the communist influence in particular. And, of course, the radicalized Islamic influence. That's why, you know, I'm still kind of bothered by the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood has not been declared a terrorist organization in this country or care. They should be. And maybe at some point in time they will be. But the president is right to point his finger at these people who really have an alternative agenda for this country. They say, oh, we love this country. Really? With all the anti-Semitism and the spewing of hate and so on, and the racist comments? He's correct to calling this out. And right now to objectify them. And, of course, they flip it right back, and that's what they're trying to do. But it's so obvious. See, he waited until there was enough time and evidence. And I am not going to play. There's a series of clips where you can hear them talk about this, that I'm not going to give them the airtime. I'm not. You can go to another place and listen to that if you want to. There's YouTubes on this. You can listen to it. They're spewing hatred towards this country. And this is something that they are now, this gang of four, they are the ones that are trying to destroy this country. And they're trying to destroy it within by working within our system to poison, basically, our system to bring us down. And he's doing the right thing to say, no, not on my time. I'm going to call you out. And, of course, this is where the left has gone apoplectic. This is where they're pounding all the pans together. Because now, all of a sudden, they don't have what they thought was the inside track. And I think there's been a turning point with this president's presidency. He's had 2.5 years now, this smacking around by this phony Russian dossier thing, which has been a complete distraction. And in fact, in a few days, you're going to have Mueller back up on the stand to talk about that. Well, see what he does talk about. Talk about, of course, bringing it all back again, the Russian collusion delusion, so that the House has something to do. You'll notice that nothing, well, you won't notice, but if you do take a look at what the calendar is going to be like for the House and for the Senate, this House has no business going on. They got nothing. They got nothing. Hearings about Russia. Really? So they're really looking to solve the problem at the border? No, they are the problem at the border. They're absolutely the problem at the border. You know, trafficking in human flesh and slavery? Trafficking in human flesh and slavery, shall I say it again? I find it interesting, since we have been pounding on the table for years about the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, all of a sudden, we're starting to, and thank God, I do thank God for this, there's now some dialogue coming out in places about human trafficking as slavery. Human trafficking as slavery. I'm kind of humbled in a lot of ways. Finally, what we've been talking about for years, people are listening to and they're recognizing for what it is. You know, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And all I can say is I am totally honored about all the things that are happening in this regard, because it is actually happening. There are things that are happening now, right now, and I'm not going to get to it in this. When we get back from the break, hopefully we got a thing going on here where we can be, if I can see it. Oh, here we go. Yeah, I think we got quite a clip that came out today. I have not seen it. I've heard it. I was listening to it with great intensity. And it was a clip on Fox and Friends about slavery, modern-day slavery. Oh, that. Yeah, that thing. Modern-day slavery, which is something a lot of people can't comprehend, but I got to tell you, it's real. It's here. It's now. And we're going to be listening to a clip coming back about modern-day slavery and how we can stop it. Now, I want to couch it this way. We're going to be listening to, his name is Andrew Forrest. He's on a mission to end modern-day slavery around the world, which means if we're going to end modern-day slavery, which he's admitted that there is, and getting other people to admit that there is, that means we have to close off the border, because that border is the genesis of slavery in this country, modern-day slavery. Of course, you don't hear the Democrats talking about that. Oh, no, we want more slavery because it's more money. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we shut off the spigot of modern-day slavery. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, buy your DEF system. Go to agenda21radio.news or newcaliforniastate.com and go to the store and purchase your DEF system. Keep your secrets and your conversations private. DEF system. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So this occurred this morning on Fox and Friends, and I only heard the I didn't hear all of it actually. I heard a lot of it, and I'm going wow. So I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited that they brought this forward at Fox and Friends. I give them great props for this. Andrew Forrest, on a mission to end modern slavery around the world. He's chairman and founder of the Mindero Foundation. For Fortescue Metals Group, Andrew Forrest, who sheds light on this global crisis. Now, and again, this is, if you're into the cartels and you understand that cartels make money off of drugs and human trafficking, that's their gig. It's a worldwide effort. The communist Chinese are way into this, by the way. You know, all those people buying product from us, stealing products, stealing our, all that stuff. And, of course, biggest investor in the United States in communist Chinese assets is, of course, the California Public Employees Retirement System, PERS. Yeah. I'm telling you, we've crossed that Rubicon in California. When you have the largest retirement fund in the United States investing billions of dollars in communist China and their weapons system and their concentration camps and everything else. That's why I say we've crossed that Rubicon in California. Here we go.
A new report shows that 40 million people are currently being held in slavery, believe it or not, worldwide, and that 10,000 people would need to be freed every day in order to end modern slavery by 2030.
Walk Free, an initiative of the Mindero Foundation, was at the United Nations yesterday, along with 30 other anti-slavery groups, urging members to step up their efforts to meet this goal.
Andrew Forrest is chairman and founder of the Mindero Foundation and Fortescue Metals Group, and he joins us live in our New York studio. Andrew, good to have you today.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
I don't think the average person realized that slavery was still such a big problem today across the country, across this country and around the world.
Yeah, look, it's a massive, massive issue. It's probably the most cruel transgression of human rights which has ever existed in all of civilization. It's at its highest number now. But we've got 10 years before the world has all pledged that we're going to end modern slavery on 2030. And so there's serious action which must be taken.
Will you share some stories with us? Because I was shocked by this number.
Yeah, okay. So my daughter Grace and I, she's 15 at the time. We went to Nepal we discovered orphanages which actually don't look after little children. They gather them off the street, they teach them table manners, and they ship them to the Middle East as slaves for pedophiles.
Slaves for pedophiles. Slaves for pedophiles. Off to the Middle East they go. When you think about Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton.
Now, don't think that to say everyone else is bad and I'm good. I checked out the supply chains of my own company. I have a large company, about 3,500 suppliers. I found slavery through my own company. Seriously bad slavery just because I looked.
What is modern slavery defined as?
Okay, so you have no control over your life, you have no control over your body, and you cannot leave.
Well, why does this still exist in the world where we know? No, it's an abhorrent thing that we thought we abolished 100 years ago.
Abraham Lincoln, probably the best known of the founding fathers of North America, got this rolling, okay? And it's banned, it's illegal, but the cockroaches of society, the really bad guys who have no respect for their fellow human race, mm-hmm. they are the people who exploit people terribly badly. This now needs leadership. It needs a strong, gutsy president of a country, someone who's prepared to get a job done. Do you know one?
Yeah, there's one here. You list the 10 countries taking the most action to stamp out. Number one is the UK, the Netherlands, the United States is three, Portugal and Sweden round out the top five. You think there's still more that can be done even with these leaders?
Yeah, look, absolutely. We've, at the Walk Free Foundation, which I represent, we've poured about $150 million into creating the intellectual property to survey nations to measure slavery. It's a cruel, mm-hmm. illegal industry, very hard to measure. We've taught how to measure it. We've learned how to measure it. Now we're handing that to governments of the world and saying, right, survey your country. And if you do, we all know you're serious. But if you don't, we know you were never going to meet 2030
to end slavery. It's just so sad. I mean, I'm a mom. We're all parents. I can't imagine someone taking my child and using them in that manner. I saw the movie Taken.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie with Liam
Neeson?
Yeah,
I'm afraid it rings very true. That happens today.
Really?
Yeah,
that happens
today.
How do you combat something that's happening in the Middle East?
Well, I am a business person. I can pick up the phone to any other business person anywhere in the world, even if they don't do business with me. They kind of heard of Andy Forrester, like a bit of a zoo animal. I'll take his call. It's like just out of curiosity. Right. But once they're on the phone or I'm in the office, then they've got to hear me out. And I'd say, look, you have slavery in your supply chains. Oh my God, no, I don't. Yeah, you do. Check it out. I had slavery in my supply chains, by the way. That slavery for that company was serving you as well, not just me, mm-hmm. you.
So what can we do today?
Okay, so I've come to North America, like I'm going to other countries around the world, always start here, to say we have 10 years to end slavery. The world's never been closer to ending slavery than today. It's the largest number of slaves, but the smallest part of the population. We can end it. All it takes now is leadership. Data, focus, leadership. And that's why I'm saying to leaders of each of the sovereign states of the world, here's how you measure slavery in your country. Measure it, own the data. Yeah. That will inform you how to end slavery within 10 years. But let's move now.
Yeah. Let's all move now. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we'll be back. Yes, we'll be back. Coming to the close of the hour right now. I want to make a couple comments. I think we had a little technical glitch on one of the segments just recently, but I wanted to make the comment that the trafficking of human flesh and slavery, which is exactly what this man is describing, is exactly what's happening in this country right now. There's no getting away from it. I think the naivete that's being displayed by the host of Fox and Friends there we need to be a little bit critical there. They need to start calling it out. If we're going to actually end this whole thing with child sex trafficking, human flesh and slavery, we have to shut down the systems that are creating it in our own country, because we are the worst by far offender. You know, it's having that deep state talk conversation. We have to have this conversation about child sex trafficking. We have to have this conversation about what churches are directly involved with this and making billions of dollars by creating a multi-billion dollar industry around human trafficking, slavery. The modern slavers are here, and it's us. And we can stop it immediately. And we must. 40 million people believed to be in slavery today. And all these children that are coming across the border now, that everybody's complaining about, right? Don't you just love it when you have the objectification of the president by the squad of four about all the things that are happening in immigrate, but not once did they vote to try and improve the lot of these people coming across the border. Not once did any of them want to put an end to child sex trafficking. Not once has any of them tried to put an end to slavery. That says a lot about them now, doesn't it? And the rest of the Democrats who don't want to do anything about what's going on at the border, because you see a lot of them, they're involved too. And that's just another swamp to drain. And I know Donald Trump is the guy who can do it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And definitely want to get you on board with the DEF system. Yeah, the DEF system. This is one of the most, I think, important things that you could get for yourself in your own privacy. The Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, or DEF, state-of-the-art digital communication security technology. Go to agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com to get the information. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN,
American Exceptionalism News Network.